Well, Wilk, I think Gail's right. This is going to be an interesting call. I hope that you read the Soul Thought that we sent out earlier this week called Kavanaugh Hearings and Spiritual Growth. This is call is about Kavanaugh Hearings and Spiritual Growth going deeper than we did in the Soul Thought.
Right, exactly. We're really always interested in talking about things that are happening in the world in a way that can give you a point of view on authentic power, what that really means in this instance or that instance. And this is a perfect opportunity for us to look at how we can create authentic power no matter what is happening, no matter what's happening in the world, or no matter what's happening in our life. So we're really excited about talking about this with you today.
Right. We're always presented with a perfect opportunity. That's the nature of the Earth School. And that means that somebody will say something, or you'll experience something or witness something that you don't like, that makes you angry or resentful or fearful or depressed or manic. And these are perfect opportunities to experience the difference between external power and authentic power. So we're thinking this is a perfect opportunity, as all perfect opportunities, but a little different than some, because millions of people around the world, and especially in this country, are focused on this opportunity. So let's use this opportunity to review a basic. What is the difference between external power and authentic power? External power is the ability to manipulate and control. That's what happens in a political campaign. Doesn't matter what party you're voting for. Doesn't matter what country you're in. This is politics. Politics, hopefully, in most countries, allows opposing views to express themselves and to conflict without violence. That's not the case in every country, as you know. There are dictators around the world, and some of them are quite brutal. Now, external power is something that we're all familiar with. It's the way our species evolved for millennia, manipulating and controlling. And it doesn't always have the negative connotation that it does now. Because at one time, manipulating and controlling simply meant being able to find food, being able to find water, finding shelter in a cave and learning how to make shelters and grow food. These are all good things. But it's got a negative, not connotation, but denotation. It's got a negative meaning now because we are in new evolutionary territory. A transformation of human consciousness is underway and has been underway for several decades. And it's bringing with it new potential, new ways of understanding, and new experiences. One of those is power. Instead of the ability to manipulate and to control, we're beginning to and are understanding power in an entirely different way. And that is the alignment of the personality with the soul. And the intentions of the soul are harmony and cooperation and sharing and reverence for life. Well, you can see just by hearing these brief few words, that's entirely different from the pursuit of external power, manipulating and controlling. In fact, the new evolutionary terrain that we are now traversing is so different that the pursuit of external power is now toxic. It's poison. It used to be good medicine. It produces only violence and destruction. And that's what we're seeing around the world. And we've been seeing it for quite some time. But this is very dramatic, these events in the United States Senate Judiciary Committee and the new administration that we have and in the conflict that's come up. And this conflict is who shall be the person that will fill a judgeship, a role, a chair on the Supreme Court of the United States. And in this process, you have been able to see, no matter what newscast you look at, no matter what social media you turn to, no matter what you see on YouTube, you are seeing the pursuit of external power. It's brutal. Not this particular pursuit of external power, it is brutal, but every pursuit of external power is brutal. When you become angry and enforce your opinion on someone else by talking louder, when you attempt to enforce your opinion on someone else by becoming weepy and crying, it's all something that feels horrible now. So what we are going to do in this call is bring your attention not to what is going on around you. Those of you who are aware at all know that very well. And those of you who are not or are avoiding the news, you can feel what is going on around you. It is the pursuit of external power. And there's clearly emerging a victor in this pursuit and a vanquished. So if you are in an orientation that agrees with the way this conflict is coming out, frightened parts of your personality are probably feeling pretty good. That's temporary because the situation will change. If your orientation is one that you don't like the way this conflict is turning out, the frightened parts of your personality are feeling pretty bad. And that's what we want to talk to you about. No matter what side you're on of anything, put that away. Don't look at it for this call. Look instead on your experiences internally, what you're experiencing inside. Now, for those of you who've been practicing authentic power and reading about it, or you're in one of our programs, you can do that by developing emotional awareness, and that means putting your attention into your body in specific places. Let's say, to start with, your throat area, your chest area, and your solar plexus area, and looking for physical sensations. When you're in fear, when that means when a frightened part of your personality is active, the physical sensations you will find will be uncomfortable or outright painful. So you can do this now for a moment. If you can focus inside for a moment, if you're in a safe place to do that, that means if you're not driving, if you're not in a public place like an airport where you don't feel comfortable, then you can close your eyes and for a minute, imagine someone in your life that you know loves you, that you know has only your benefit in her heart or in his heart. You are completely at ease with that person. Of course, you have conflicts because frightened parts come up, but you know that person loves you. Think of that person for a minute. Now put your attention in your chest area and look for physical sensations there. Now put your attention in your solar plexus area and look for physical sensations there too. Move your attention to your throat area and do the same. When a loving part of your personality is active, the physical sensations you feel in these three areas and four more are always good feeling sensations. You like them. You feel comfortable with them. Now let's change what you're thinking about. Think about something that you've experienced in the last week or month or even day or so pertaining to this hearing, this conflict for external power that's going on in the United States, in the government, and in the country. Think about one person in it that you've seen either on television or on YouTube that you don't like. You really don't like this person. It doesn't have to be someone in government, but you've been seeing a lot of people in government, and some of them please you and some of them repulse you. I want you now to think of one that repulses you. It's intense dislike. Now get that person in mind. Now do the same exercise. Shift your attention to your chest area and look for physical sensations. If you find any that are uncomfortable, do your best to describe them to yourself. For example, is the sensation churning or burning or aching or throbbing or stabbing? And where exactly in your chest area is it located? Now move your attention to your solar plexus area and do the same. Look for physical sensations and describe them to yourself, what they feel like, and exactly where in your solar plexus area it's located. In the middle, on the side, in the back. Now move your attention to your throat area and do the same. What physical sensations are there? Describe them to yourself, what they feel like and where they're located in your throat area, which includes your shoulders, the top of your shoulders, your jaws, your temporal mandible joints. Okay. Now, shake all of that out, so to speak. Let yourself visualize for a moment a beautiful afternoon or a clear sky or clouds gently floating. Let yourself return to a neutral. And if you had your eyes closed, open them now. We'll talk about this later, and you'll have opportunities to talk about it with one another a little later in this call. But if your emotional awareness was developed enough, you felt or would have felt a sharp contrast in the physical sensations in the three areas that you explored when you were thinking of someone who loved you and when you were thinking of someone who threatened you. And it should have been...
Or who you disliked.
Or who you disliked, yeah. That's the same thing, by the way. When you experience, when a frightened part of your personality becomes active and it's angry or jealous or judgmental, it's frightened. It's threatened. So make a note of how you felt, because that's what you can do as you return to the larger world outside this call, as you return to social media or you read a newspaper online and you feel frightened parts of your personality become active and they either feel painful because they don't like what's happening or they feel good because they do like what's happening. This is the nature of the Earth School. In order to create authentic power, it's necessary to do this. It's necessary to use your emotional awareness, because your emotional awareness alone tells you when fear is active in you and when love is active in you. And if you act when love is active in you, if you act on that, speak with that energy, behave with that energy, you will create constructive and beautiful, beneficial consequences for yourself. If you act when fear is active in you, if you speak or behave with that energy, you will create the opposite, destructive, painful experience.
In other words, you'll be pursuing external power.
Exactly, exactly. That's what you create for yourself when you pursue external power. So there's a big difference between the two. And the big difference is this. Not only the big experiential differences, the big conceptual differences also, but the differences in the experiences that you create, you actually create in your life. If you are acting with superiority or inferiority or the feeling of hopelessness or helplessness or powerlessness, you will be experiencing painful consequences of acting with that energy. And if you are experiencing contentment with the universe, joy at being alive, the thrill of seeing the beauty in the world, you will be experiencing a different category, a different universe of experiences. You will be consciously, by doing this, creating this, becoming an artist in your life, becoming a master. You are the artist, and your life is the canvas. What are you going to paint on it? Are you going to paint dark, dim, heavy, dirty colors to bring you down? Or are you going to paint with beautiful, primary, brilliant colors, or sweet, pastel colors? The choice is yours. The choice is yours when you choose between acting, reacting with fear, which means in judgment, anger, resentment, righteousness, or responding with love, which means gratitude, appreciation, caring, patience, and all of the universe.
So I want to say one thing about that, beloved, because I think that sometimes people misunderstand when we talk about doing something from love. When we say acting from love, we're not saying lay down and be a doormat to the world. We're saying when you act with love, no matter what the situation is, you're acting with clarity. We're not talking about mushy love. We're not talking about, we're really talking about truly acting in a way that, in fact, your action could be the same thing from fear or from love. But if you're acting from love, you're actually creating authentic power. You can be an activist by speaking from love, acting from love, like Gandhi did. You know, so but we're talking about not laying down and doing nothing because you have to be loving. That's not what we're saying. We're saying whenever you feel that you need to do something, that you check to make sure that you're doing something from love, I mean from love rather than from fear. And if you are in fear, what a wonderful thing to notice that, to notice what you're feeling in your body, like Gary's been walking you through. Notice what your thoughts are, so that if those thoughts are coming from a judgmental place, from a not loving place, from feeling a victim or feeling like you're superior and entitled, those are places of fear. That, and when you act on them, you pursue external power, which is what we see. We've seen clearly on the TV for a number of days, or social media, or wherever, whatever you're listening to, or even if you're not listening, you probably have heard some things. So I think it's important, you know, to use everything. And I like to use everything in my life, everything that comes up, as a way for me to grow spiritually. And that's what we're inviting you to do as well. So I'm wondering if
That's exactly right. Linda is exactly right in this. So when we talk about loving instead of fearful, when we talk about loving action, speaking and acting in love, think Gandhi. Think, as Linda just said, think Martin Luther King Jr.
Mother Teresa.
When Gandhi decided to march 240 miles from his ashram to the ocean, in very worldwide and with a lot of publicity, challenging, violating the British salt monopoly in India, his intention was to provoke a reaction from the British that would show the world the cruelty of the British occupation of India. And it came. It didn't come immediately. There was a euphoric period where everybody went to the ocean to make salt in defiance of the British. But when it came with such cruelty and brutal force that it shocked the world. And the massive disobedience that it and the massive disobedience, civil disobedience that followed it, was the beginning of the end of British rule in India. Now, I'm telling you this because this didn't take Gandhi by surprise. 2 weeks before the march, he wrote an article entitled, When I Get Arrested. And in it, he said, anyone who believes that the principle of nonviolence is central to the activity that we are doing. Should not expect. To be alive or free at the end of the struggle. Now, does that sound like mushy love to you? Gandhi expected to be killed. He expected, if not that, to be crippled. He expected, if not that, to be imprisoned. And he did what he did. And everything that he did with love, that is authentic power. The British were exemplifying external power. So you have this same choice, the same choice that Gandhi had, the same choice that Martin had. And you have it every time you turn on the TV, watch YouTube, hear news about this hearing. You're feeling, if frightened parts of your personality are active, you are feeling what it feels like to be on the receiving end of external power. And if you are on that end, you won't forget it. It feels like a rape. It feels like a violation, because it is. And that's what you do when you choose to act with external power. So that's what this call is about. Your recognition in yourself of when you are acting in love and when you are acting in fear. No matter what is going on outside of you, no matter what is happening outside of you, or what is happening inside of you.
So what we'd like to do is like to hear some of your experiences that you've been having around this issue and how you've been able to navigate that, how you've been able to look at yourself and choose love rather than fear. Or maybe you have a question because you're not able to do that right now. But we'd really like to hear some sharing about this, because we know that a lot of people have been aware of this, especially in our country and I think many places in the world actually. So what I'd like to do is just have you just be quiet for just a moment and just see what is there for you to share. What would really is something that would be important for you to say right now so that we can talk about these things. So I'm going to ring a chime, and then as you notice that there's something that you need to share, or maybe there's something you don't want to share, but you'll want to share it anyway because you know it's important. So what I'd like you to do then is raise your hand if you're new on the call by pressing 1 on your keypad. I mean, all of you raise your hand that way. Raise your hand by pressing 1 on your keypad. That's how we know that you want your hand is raised. So I'm going to go ahead and ring the chime now. Just be with that for a minute and see what is it that you need to say right now that would be important in our discovery of what we're talking about today on our further deepening discovery. Go ahead and do that now. Okay, I'm going to start. I would like to start calling on people. I'm really excited to talk to you, to hear what you're thinking. I'd like to call on Chad. Chad, we're going to open your microphone. Your microphone's opened right now, and I think you're new on the call. I don't think I've seen your name before. Hello.
No, I've missed, due to farm life, I've missed the last couple of calls. So, my thought was, regardless of how you feel about the truth or which side you're on, is practicing forgiveness, and something I've done in my life to forgive regardless. On both sides of this issue, there's things that have been done wrong and presented wrong. And if you can forgive both sides and take things for what they are at this point and move forward, I think we can all live a little more peaceful, because it's so divided in our country, so divided. And we subscribe to the tribes on both sides of the issue, and we're just blinded by the present situation. And forgiveness, I think, is the key here. Just forgive, move forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, so good to hear from you, Chad. Is it your first time to be? You said it was your first time to be on a call.
No.
Yes, it is. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh.
Great.
Pardon me.
Great. Have you read The Seed of the Soul?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Okay. Great. Yeah. Well, I love what you said about forgiveness, because obviously that's really important. Have you had any times in the last few weeks where you've had frightened parts that have come up, where you've been reactive to things that people have said?
I have. And I really try to pause and think about those feelings and those feelings I'm having in my body. And there's some solace, definitely some peace, if you can come to that. If you can imagine that there may be some good intentions and there's something positive versus looking at only the negative aspects of what could be. It doesn't do any good to think of the negative aspects of things. If you can look on the positive aspects of what could be, you find a lot more peace, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, since you're on the call, often what we do is we put these calls on our website, on the Life School website, so that people can hear them if they weren't able to make it on the call. Is it okay if we keep what we're talking about with you on the call? Is that okay with you?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Good. It's so good to hear you. I'm really glad you're on the call, and I look forward to you being on more.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you too. The two of you have done amazing things to help me through a tough process over the last couple of years. So thank you so much for all you've done. So.
Oh,
thank you, Chad.
You're so welcome, and I look forward to getting to know you more. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to call on Heather right now. Heather, we're going to unmute your microphone so you can talk just a moment. There you are. Can
Hi.
You hear us?
Yes, I can.
Hi.
Nice to meet you, too.
Hi.
By the way, I have the same request for you. Is it okay if we put this your part of our call onto the website
sure.
once we're finished
sure.
talking? Great, sure. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So go right ahead.
I hold a lot of compassion for everyone involved in that process and what they went through and are still going through and will for quite some time, I imagine. And I've been sending them love and healing energy that they can get through this or, you know, heal quickly from all this. But everyone gains a different perspective, because the part of it that just confuses me is the ones who don't have the same perspective as mine, and how that could be, and I wish that they could expand their awareness of things going on, you know, and be willing to try and see a different perspective, as I have tried to do for them, you know, see their point of view and where they're coming from. And then that's when I would just turn right back around and have to send them love and compassion and healing energy, because I don't, it confused me. It blows my mind. So anyway, that's where my feelings are and what I've kind of gone through with listening to the different pieces that I have heard.
Thank you, Heather. It's one thing that you might look at is your feeling that it would be better, or you would feel better, if people who are on the other side of an issue with you would take the time and the effort to open themselves to your experiences, that like you are opening yourself to theirs. So we're talking about, I agree with you, by the way, that would feel better. But what we're talking about when we talk about authentic power is a lack of dependence on the external world, not depending on the external world, which means not depending on anyone else to say or do anything in order for you to feel better about yourself or about them. So I think that you probably understand this if you've been reading some of the books, but I just wanted to point that out. Wanting someone else to change so that you'll feel better is the pursuit of external power. But sometimes people are not going to change. Sometimes someone you love gets sick and they don't get well. Sometimes there's an accident and someone gets hurt badly, and you don't want those things to happen. You don't want the world to be the way it is. If you do not know the dynamics within you that are creating your painful emotional experiences, you have no way to move beyond their control. Creating authentic power is the way to move beyond the control of the frightened parts of your personality. So, and by the way, Chad, when you say forgiveness, if you really look at that, it means giving up your judgment of that people, those people. And that's creating authentic power too. So thank you, Heather and Chad, again, for sharing.
Okay, thank you so much, Heather. Really good to hear you on the call. I'd like to talk with Derry now. Derry, we're going to unmute you in just a moment. Derry?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Valerie?
Did I say it wrong?
Is that D-A-L-R-Y?
Maybe I'm
yes, that's correct, Derry.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
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 Hi, Linda, Gary. Well,
hi.
I just wanted to share how I felt because I didn't listen to the. I wanted to wait to see what Susan Collins would have her decision would be, and because at work I didn't see her decision until late yesterday evening, and I was really surprised by my reaction to it because what I felt was a very deep sense of betrayal and anger at, you know, some of the swing senators that, that made their decision. And what it did was kind of shut me down for a while, in that I felt that, you know, I guess the things were going to hell in a handbasket, and what was the point in doing anything, right? Because I guess, you know, I felt that, you know, what the decision was wrong. And as I said, I felt a deep sense of anger and hopelessness. And in what you were saying, Gary, earlier about stopping to think about where in your body you felt the emotion, you know, it was all in the solar plexus area. That's a deep heaviness. And that kind of, it shocked me and also scared me a bit because I didn't know what to do. I always thought of myself as a forgiving person. And so, like, what I found, what Chad was saying, I found that very difficult to do in that moment. And it's listening to you, what you were saying earlier, and also this morning when I read online that, I guess, you know, people who, some of the activists who, you know, I guess, share the disappointment too, but, you know, they were saying they were still, you know, rallying on and doing what they have to do to, you know, I guess, doing what they have to do. I guess it kind of gave me some kind of hope that, okay, fine. How do you deal with deep disappointment in life, which are part of life and will come in, you know, outside of politics? You know, how do you deal with that? And so it kind of gave me a sense of, okay, hello?
Valerie, that
yes.
is a good question you just asked, is exactly what this call is about.
And I do want to say there, is it okay if we use, will you unmute Derry, please? I want to know if
Valerie,
is this okay for us to use what you're saying on our, so that other people can hear it that didn't get a chance to hear it? Is that okay with you?
Yes, yes, that's
okay,
fine.
Thank you. So Gary wants to answer you now.
Yeah, Valerie, the question you ask is exactly spot on. What do I do with deep disappointments in life? In this case, it was the way someone else, it's always the way that someone else behaves. In this case, it was a specific person behaving in a specific way. It's always a specific person behaving in a specific way, or specific people behaving in specific ways, or the universe unfolding in specific ways. And that sense of deep disappointment is not coming from the ground of your being. It's not who you are. This is part of understanding how to create authentic power. Experiences of fear, and disappointment is one of them, come from a part or parts of your personality. And you have other parts of your personality that are very different, that respond with love and appreciation and gratitude. This one is a frightened part, and it responds with disappointment, which means judgment. So your question is, what do I do when I have judgment in my life, when I have emotional pain in my life? And what we're suggesting is that you take your attention off of what is happening in the world, off of how that particular senator voted, off of what she voted for, and put it only in you, what you are experiencing. Because when you do that, you will see that you are experiencing either love or fear. In your case now, I think it's pretty clear to you that you're experiencing fear because it's disappointment. But I'm not sure, so I wanted to make this clear just in case. You can't change the world before you can change yourself. And that's not philosophical, it's just the way things are. If you are acting in judgment or disappointment or vengeance or anger or superiority or inferiority, you are contributing more to the world of what it's already made of, which is external power. If you're really going to contribute something different, you have to have the courage, the commitment, the awareness to contribute something different in yourself. And that is the pursuit of authentic power, the creation of authentic power. How do you love when you're hating, when a frightened part of your personality is hating? How do you accept when a frightened part of your personality is judging and rejecting? That's what we're talking about. That's the central question. It requires emotional awareness, and it requires responsible choice, which means making a choice for what, that creates consequences for which you're willing to assume responsibility. So I'm so glad you're on the call, Dalry, and I'm so glad that you asked this question. And I hope that if you haven't read our books, especially The Seed of the Soul, that you will. And I suspect you may have. But one way or the other, I hope that you'll be on the Life School calls again so that we can hear from you again and support you if possible.
Absolutely. So good to hear your voice. Thank you for voicing what you were feeling. I really appreciate that. And now we're going to move on. I think we have room for a lot more because we're going to go into groups pretty soon, but I want to talk to Sylvania. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. Hello,
yes,
you're there.
Yes, how are you? Thank you so much.
Hi, Sylvana.
Hi, thank you so much for everything you guys are doing. Really appreciate it. Okay, so let me ask my question. First of all, I'm very aware when I get the when I get these bad feelings, these feelings of uncomfort, of, you know, that is coming from the frightened part of me. But then, even if I feel them and I try to pass that, it's hard for me to move on, especially when I'm trying to make a decision. I find myself a very indecisive person. I mean, even the small things, big things, it's like I freeze myself. Should I do this? Should I do that? What am I feeling? And I just hard for me to move on and to really see, well, it's an indecision in me. How can you, what can you providing guidance for that?
Well, the first thing you can keep in mind, Sylvana, can you hear me?
Yes. Uh-huh.
The first thing you can keep in mind is that no one's going to make this decision for you. No one can. So you're going to have to make a decision. This is always the case. We are always in a necessary place of making a decision. And if you decide not to choose, that's a choice. Most people make their decisions unconsciously. To create authentic power, you learn how to make them consciously. So if you're not sure what to decide because you're indecisive, it's not you that's indecisive, it's you not choosing not to make a decision.
It's a frightened part of your personality that doesn't want to make a decision.
So what you can do is just what we've been describing. Put your attention in those three areas of your body, your throat area, your chest area, and your solar plexus area. And look for physical sensations. And if you find painful physical sensations, then you know that fear is active in you. And if you find pleasing physical sensations, good feeling physical sensations, you'll know that love is active in you. Now, if you choose to act on those unpleasant, uncomfortable, or painful physical sensations, you'll create painful consequences for yourself and the reverse. So what you can do is experiment with your life. That's what you have it for. No one will tell you what to do. No one even knows what your internal struggle is. You can begin to articulate it, but they still won't be able to tell you. The most they can do is try to get you to act the way they think you should act. That's not going to help you. The only thing that can move you forward in your awareness and in your freedom from fear is creating authentic power, which means becoming emotionally aware and making responsible choices. It's not easy, but there's no other answer I can give you, and I don't believe there is another answer. You will make a decision. You'll make it consciously or unconsciously, but start to do your best to connect the dots between the decisions that you make and the experiences that you begin to encounter in your life. But thank you for asking that, Silvana, and we have a question for you, too.
Will you unmute Silvana again, please?
So,
sure,
Silvana, is it okay if we include you in this recording when we put it on the live school?
Yes, of course. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you so much for coming on. I'm looking forward to hearing from you again.
Indeed.
On a live school call.
Indeed. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yes. So right now we're going to be doing something a little bit different. If you haven't been on the call before, what we're going to do, we're having you go into small groups. This is such a powerful time of the call, because I'm going to do a little exercise. We're going to do a little exercise with you and then have you discuss what the exercise is about. So to go deeper, even deeper with what we're talking about. So you'll be in groups of like three or four people. And what will happen when you're in your group, when we open up the microphones, you'll be able to talk to everyone in your group. And then we're going to go through an exercise. So at first, I want you just to introduce yourselves very quickly to each other. So don't be shy. I'll let you know when you can. And the only people that can hear you will be the people that are in your group. So you won't be, no one else can hear you except your group members. And sometimes there'll be people that will come into your groups that may be able to support in some way because they've been practicing Grid Authentic Power for a while. They're in our Authentic Power Immersion Program. So they may be joining you sometimes in your groups. So don't be surprised if people come in at certain points. But I want to also say right now what I want you to do is just take 1 minute. You'll have 1 minute for all of you to introduce yourselves to each other. So I'm going to ring a chime, and when the microphones are open, so you can go ahead and open the microphones and then introduce yourselves to each other. So go ahead and open them. Okay, begin. You have a minute to introduce yourself to each other so you know who's in your group. Okay, everyone, so you're in your groups right now, and what we're going to do, I'm going to go ahead and mute you for a few moments, and then we're going to do a little exercise together. So let's begin that now. If you can, close your eyes if it's safe for you to do that. Of course, if it's not, don't do that. But I want you to just rest for a moment with your eyes open or closed, if possible. You can close them. If not, keep them open. Allow yourself to see when you have been reacting the strongest in the last few weeks. Whether it is about the Kavanaugh hearings or confirmation or something else in your life that has activated frightened parts of your personality. Ask yourself, am I willing to see this as a fearful part of my personality? If you can do that, notice the physical sensations in your body. Like Gary said, in your throat area, in your heart, your whole chest area, or in your abdominal area, your solar plexus. Notice if you feel anything in there, even right now. And then make a choice to choose from love, even if the frightened parts of your personality are demanding that you act from fear. If you can do that right now, if you're still in a reaction. If you're not, notice if you have been doing that. Just open yourself to how you could do that if you have been having trouble doing that. Even if you've been reacting strongly, you can make another decision right now. See how you can do that right now. Allow yourself to be with that. See what's coming to you. Just take a deep breath and another one. And if you have your eyes closed, open your eyes now. And what we're going to do is open up the microphones, and what you're going to do, not yet, but when we do, you're going to be sharing one at a time. We're going to give you each a minute to share. So you'll be sharing one at a time what have been your reactions. What have you been reacting to? And have you been making a choice to act from love rather than fear, or did you make that choice while you were in this exercise together? So just talk about that. What's been happening? And you'll have a minute each. So I'm going to unmute the microphones now, and you'll each have a minute apiece. And I'm going to ring chimes between the minutes. So go ahead and do that now. The first person for 1 minute. Begin. Okay, now it's time to move to the second person in your group. So go ahead and you share what it is that you're learning, what you're discovering about the strong reactions you've had for whatever reason in your life for the last weeks or so, and what you're learning about that. Okay, now move to the third person, but you will have more time, even if you didn't get to finish. So go ahead and let the third person speak now, and then we'll go to the fourth. Go ahead and do that now. Okay, now move to the fourth person in your group. Go ahead and do that right now. All right, we're going to mute your microphones just for a moment, because and then you can go. You can continue your conversation. So don't worry about that. You can continue that. But Gary and I will be leaving the call now. We wanted to say goodbye to you and thank you so much. It's been such a joy to be on with you today and talk to you and share with you what was important for us. And I just wanted to let you know our next call, our Life School call, is Saturday, November 10th. So we're looking forward to seeing you in about a month, being with you in about a month. And so while, Blubbin, what else did you want to say about our call, just to end what we wanted to say?
Just a reminder that this call has been about a political event in the United States, and it's very current right now because it's coming to a conclusion. But what you have been learning on this call, if you have been learning, is transferable. You can use it anywhere in your life, in any circumstance, at any time. You can use it when you're in a checkout line that says cash only and someone's looking inside a huge purse to find a checkbook and you feel irritated. You can use it when you're on a freeway and someone is driving too slowly or too quickly or cuts in front of you or does something you don't like and a frightened part of your personality becomes active. You can apply emotional awareness and responsible choice. You can apply it when you get news that you don't want to hear. You can apply it anytime. And in fact, eventually, as you learn how to create authentic power, you will discover that you are applying it all the time because you no longer want to create painful consequences in your life. Because you want to be free to give the gifts that you were born to give. And that's where the meaning and joy and excitement and fulfillment comes into your life. It's been a real joy for me to be on this call with you. And I'm looking forward to being on the next call with you.
I feel the same, Blubbin. I'm really excited about this. And we love having you here on Saturday mornings once a month. It's so exciting for us. And wanted to say that no matter where you're calling from or no matter who you are, what we are always talking about is how you can create authentic power, how you can create with love rather than fear. And this is always our main focus, to be creating authentic power ourselves and to be sharing that with you in the many ways that we can learn about that. And so what I want to do is I'm going to open up the microphone so you can all speak to your group. You can speak to you in your group again, and you can stay on, you know, stay on as long as, you know, you can stay on until at least 10:30 if you'd like to, if you have the time to do that. You can really discuss these things even more thoroughly. And so there'll be people in the groups that are brand new. There'll be people in the groups that are in our Authentic Power Immersion Program currently. There are people that have come to our journey. So there's going to be a variety of people that have had a variety of different experiences you'll be talking with, as you probably may have found out. And I want to say that one thing I thought you could discuss is what you're learning from your strong reactions of fear, what you've been learning about yourself, what insights you've had, even from being on this call. So those are the kinds of things that I feel would be really juicy to talk about while you're together. I always like to talk about the most significant, important things, so I'm really excited for all of you to get to do that now. So we are going to leave the call, and your microphones are open, so go right ahead and begin. Continue with your group. You're in your groups now.